Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Jim Galante here with me as well. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. As promised, we are getting into our player profile series. This is just us going down Penn State's roster number by number and touching on key players for the 2019 season. Mostly scholarship players, although in this particular segment, we are changing the script a little bit on that one. And just looking at what they bring to the table now, what their career has looked like, what their recruitment was like, and where we think they're all going. We've done a number of these already. They're available on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are available on Spotify now, if you hadn't heard. We also have our Keystone Sports app. We're on SoundCloud. Everywhere you want to be, we're there.
By the way, I'm noticing more and more people are listening to us on Spotify.
I think that's we're taking our show to where people are. And I know Spotify is my big one.
I was totally unaware. I heard of it, never used it. I now use it. I tried it out. It's great.
So we're there. The bottom line is we're there. If you want to check out this player profile series, you have a lot of options to do it. So where we're at right now, we're still in the teens number-wise. It's pretty amazing, actually, starting from number one all the way work, how many good players we've touched on already, and we're still in the teens. And that's one of the things that has stood out. I don't know what you haven't participated in this particular segment series yet, but one of the things that has stood out to me is I feel like if we were doing this 3 years ago, it would have been a whole different tone, because as it is now, we do three players every time we do this, and everyone's a good player, you know. And I know the roster is in such a healthy place, even if it doesn't, you have question marks now, but there are good players up and down this roster.
And that's kind of been the theme of today's show, the depth, you know, having no one player changes the franchise. And it's been the excellent recruiting over the last couple of years that makes this happen. So you're right. And just as an aside, I've gotten feedback from our listeners, several of them really enjoying this series because they're finding out about some of these players that oftentimes they're not the quarterback or the running back, so we're not talking about them. So it's gone over really well. I've been enjoying it and glad to participate in it today.
So today we're going to lead off with Michael Schuster, and one of the things was you might not have known everything about a player's recruitment right before they got to Penn State, or it's been 2, 3, 4 years and you've kind of forgotten the details about their recruitment. That's one piece of feedback that I heard, is that like it's good to go back to how these guys got here in the first place. So with Michael Schuster, he's an interesting one. He's from, you know, close to where we're sitting today. He's from Camp Hill, PA. One of the best players in the state as a quarterback at Camp Hill. I believe he's a two-time All-State guy. Dual threat, dual purpose, runner, thrower, did everything, leader. He committed to be a preferred walk-on at Michigan. He flipped to be a preferred walk-on at Penn State. He's a guy who could have very well ended up at, you know, your Colgate or your Bucknell or places like that, and been a multi-year starter. But instead, he wanted the big challenge. He wanted the big stadiums. He wanted those opportunities to be part of an elite football program. And here he is now in an interesting position, I think, because with Tommy Stevens leaving, you have Sean Clifford as your presumed starter. You have Will Levis as your presumed backup. Then you've got two true freshmen. So there's a possibility here that he is on that depth chart somewhere. And I guess my point would be, before I kick it to you, my point would be, I think he might be your emergency guy, but if something happens where you're going to need a prolonged, you're going to need prolonged playing time out of that quarterback spot, it's probably going to be one of the freshmen.
Well, I'm not sure that's the case or not. And again, I'm not at the practices. I don't know how good Michael Schuster is, but he's been in the program a couple years. We have seen a walk-on quarterback come to Penn State and succeed, haven't we?
Yep.
So is it totally out of the realm of possibility that if there was a significant injury to number one or number two, that Schuster just moves up the ladder and becomes number two or possibly even has to play, as opposed to, no matter how talented an incoming freshman is, They don't have that experience. So, and I'm going to put on my Penn State fan hat again. Anytime a kid chooses to walk on at Penn State, you feel, I feel, that they're expressing how much they're a fan of the Penn State, of that experience, just like those of us who are Penn State alums who could only in our dreams say, boy, wouldn't it have been something to run out onto that field and be part of that program. So a guy like Michael Schuster, I think a lot of us really root for them because they've shown how much they love dear old State.
Yeah, and that's why he's here. He grew up. I had a chance to talk to him, I don't know, probably it was last summer, I think, going into the last season. And that's exactly what he said, is that is what he wanted. He wanted the big stadium experience. He grew up a Penn State fan, and so here he is. And the question is, you know, all the time with a guy like this is, you know, I don't know the answer. I don't think a lot of people know the answer. Is, okay, so mental acumen versus physical acumen as a quarterback. Like, obviously, there are baseline things that you need. A certain amount of arm strength, a certain amount of mobility, a certain amount of, accuracy. Those are the requirements for the job. But there's also, you know, depth of understanding, quick reaction skills. There's instinct. And I just don't know I don't know enough about where Schuster is from a physical standpoint. Is his arm strong enough? Is it accurate enough to be an every down type player? Should Penn State ever require that? Which, you know, let's hope that that's not the case, because some bad stuff would have to happen to get there. But it's just an interesting conversation about the quarterback spot that, you know, there's history has a lot of examples of guys who, you know, said they weren't good enough, didn't have enough this, didn't have enough that. But because they're so good and so competitive and so good on the mental side, that they've been able to make it happen.
And by the way, those physical tools, you obviously want them at the quarterback position, but it's not like the running back or the wide receiver, where if you proportioned out the physical tools versus that, yeah, those intangibles, at the quarterback position, those intangibles mean a lot. And, you know, possibly a walk-on can get out there and succeed. And again, with the transfer of Tommy Stevens, it does put him in a little bit of a more interesting position.
And Penn State as a whole, a more interesting position there. So the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're looking ahead to the 2019 season, and you should too. GoPSURV.com has a all-encompassing full weekend experience if you're interested in checking out a Penn State game in a brand new way. You arrive on Friday, you stay in an RV through the weekend through Sunday, you can tailgate the entire time, you don't have to ever stop. You know, that's the beauty of it when it comes down to it. It's a really awesome alternative to a traditional hotel experience where you go from one tailgating lot right to another if that's what you want. To me, that's what that is what the whole thing is about. It's about an experience.
Yes, it's the absolute best. The best quote, and you had it, it's, you know, a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a game.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mentioned this last week's show. I'll mention it again. I've been talking to Mark about some special things for the upcoming season, some special offers. We'll be announcing those pretty soon.
Stay tuned. For now, we're going to continue. We're talking about our each player on the roster. There's a player profile series. We talked about Michael Schuster. John Patrician is a guy going into his fifth year senior season. He's a guy we're not really talking about as a factor at safety. He's had some injury stuff. You know, there it would seem to be four guys ahead of him, but at the same time, you do have to mention, in light of what Penn State has been able to do, getting one year, I'll use the term rental, but getting these fifth year seniors to come in and do a really nice job at safety. Your Malik Goldens, your Jordan Lucases, your Troy Apkes. I don't know that John Patrician is the next in that line. I think he might be, maybe more of a special teams ace, but I think you just have to say, keep that in mind. You shouldn't be surprised by anything that Penn State does, you know, when it comes to getting your fifth year senior safeties involved.
As you said, there's been precedent. We've seen it before. And even earlier when we were talking about, we're assuming that Brisker's junior college experience is going to translate. We don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure.
And if you're looking at having four safeties in the rotation, that four safeties are going to see the field, it's one injury away from, you know, a position opening up. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. I believe he had some injuries,
yes,
hamper his development. So you don't know if this is just the year he puts it together, stays healthy, and makes that leap forward.
I don't know if that it's a requirement for Penn State, but, you know, with you would ideally go a little deeper than four at safety, just in case anything happens. You know, he's one to watch. I think Tyler Rudolph, the true freshman, is another one to watch. And by the way, Garrett Taylor's a redshirt senior as well. So looking at 2020, that's where maybe Jaquan Brisker gets involved a little bit more. That's where the complexion changes some. Garrett Taylor, as I mentioned, a redshirt senior. He actually happens to be next in our line. I thought he had a really nice year last year. Not a jump off tape a lot kind of guy, but I thought that he made routine plays, and I thought he made some more dynamic plays than probably he gets credit for. And I also would hold up Garrett Taylor as the example of, okay, a guy's moving from cornerback to safety. He's got the range, he's got the athleticism, he's got the footwork to play cornerback. He's going to be a great safety, right? But the transition, like, he's an example of not taking that transition for granted.
Exactly. And I'll tell you the thing with Garrett Taylor, and I'll step back a second. I was a huge Marcus Allen fan. I love seeing him come up and make tackles, come up into the box. So late in the year, especially in the bowl game, you saw Garrett Taylor coming up and making some plays like that. And that's my favorite thing. To me, that's a safety making a play, and it was really great to see. And it did stick out in my mind. And you don't usually have, a guy made a tackle that sticks out, but it did for me with Garrett Taylor. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him again this year. That it seemed as the season progressed, he became more and more adept at that. And that's an important part to playing that position.
I think he's a trustworthy guy. If you see him one-on-one on a running back in the open field, I think you feel pretty good he's going to make the play. Last guy here, Jonathan Holland. We don't really know. Last time we saw Jonathan Holland, he was in street clothes outside Beaver Stadium for the blue-white game. It wasn't a common move for guys who are on the current roster. He's still listed, but we don't know what's going on in 2019. I think if he is in fact on the roster, he's not going to be much of a factor because you've got your Nick Bowers and you've got Pat Freiermuth and, you know, you've got Zach Coon. So you're in okay shape there without Jonathan Holland.
And I got to admit, up to a year ago, Nick Bowers, Danny Dalton, Jonathan Holland, I couldn't tell the difference among the three of them. They were all guys who none of them who stepped up. That's my assessment. I have no assessment.
There's been separation. I think it was what your assessment is. All right, we're going to move on. We got one more quarter to go. Ask Dustin is coming up right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.